Course, Book 27, Tape 4B. Hello. Please open your Language Laboratory Activities Booklet to Tape 4B. Look at Figure 1. Repeat these words and sentences.
Number 1. Electron. Electron. Electrons are tiny particles that produce electricity. Number 2. Electronics. Electronics. Electronics is the study of electrons and electrical devices. Number 3. Voltage. Voltage. Voltage is the force that moves electricity. Number 4. Cut off. Cut off. When we turn an electrical switch to off, we cut off the power. Number 5. Background. Background. His knowledge of electronics is limited. He has no background in it. Number 6. Provided that. Provided that. He will take a course, provided that it isn't too expensive. Number 7. In case. In case. Take a book to read in case you have to wait for the doctor. Number 8. Providing that. Providing that. You can leave early, providing you turn in your assignment. Number 9. Stick to. Stick to. He won't change his mind. He's sticking to his decision.
Now, go to Figure 2. Listen to the paragraphs and write the missing word as you hear it. Use the words in the box to help you spell the words.
Warren saw an ad in the newspaper about a course in electronics. He found out that anyone taking it had to have a background in math and science. Since he had studied math and science in high school, he felt certain he could take the course. He believed he would do well, providing that he studied hard. Warren knew his father would want him to take the course, provided it wasn't too expensive. In case the course was very expensive, he figured he could always get a job helping an electrician. After his first class, he realized how very little he remembered about electricity. He remembered that, in an electrical system, the generator created voltage. Voltage is the pressure that makes electrons flow through wire. He also knew that a switch cuts off or stops the flow of electricity. If he was going to succeed in this course, he would have to stick to his studies. He couldn't let anything interfere with them. He was able to do that, and today he is a successful electrician with his own business.
Listen to the paragraphs again and check the words you wrote.
Warren saw an ad in the newspaper about a course in electronics. He found out that anyone taking it had to have a background in math and science. Since he had studied math and science in high school, he felt certain he could take the course. He believed he would do well, providing that he studied hard. Warren knew his father would want him to take the course, provided it wasn't too expensive. In case the course was very expensive, he figured he could always get a job helping an electrician. After his first class, he realized how very little he remembered about electricity. He remembered that, in an electrical system, the generator created voltage. Voltage is the pressure that makes electrons flow through wire. He also knew that a switch cuts off or stops the flow of electricity. If he was going to succeed in this course, he would have to stick to his studies. He couldn't let anything interfere with them. He was able to do that, and today he is a successful electrician with his own business.
Check your answers.
Number one is electronics. Number two is background. Number three is providing that. Number four is provided. Number five is in case. Number six is voltage. Number seven is electrons. Number eight is cuts off. Number nine is stick to.
Now look at the paragraphs again and answer some questions. Use the words you wrote in the blanks to answer your questions.
Number one, what was the newspaper ad about? Repeat. It was about a course in electronics. Number two, who could take the course? Repeat. Anyone with a background in math and science could take the course. Number three, what did Warren believe? Repeat. He believed he would do well, providing that he studied hard. Number four, would Warren's father want him to take the course? Repeat. Yes, his father would want him to take the course. Provided it wasn't too expensive. Number five. On what condition would Warren get a job? Repeat. In case the course was very expensive, he would get a job. Number six, what does a generator do? Repeat, it creates voltage. Number seven, what does voltage do? Repeat. Voltage makes electrons flow through wire. Number eight. What does a switch do? Repeat. It cuts off or stops the flow of electricity. Number 9. What would Warren have to do if he wanted to succeed in the course? Repeat. He would have to stick to his studies.
Look at figure 3. Listen and repeat the words and meanings. Then listen and repeat the words in a sentence.
Number 1. Be in on. Be in on. Repeat. Be in on means to participate in. Repeat. I want to be in on the planning. Number 2. Rod. Rod. Repeat. A rod is a long, narrow bar. Repeat. There's usually a rod in a closet for hanging clothes. Number 3. Breakdown. Breakdown. Repeat. Breakdown means failure to operate. Repeat. The car won't start. There's a breakdown in the electrical system. Number 4. Surge. Surge. Repeat. A surge is a rush or sudden increase. Repeat. There was a surge or a sudden rise in current in the electrical system. Number 5. Drift. Drift. Repeat. Drift means to move along slowly. Repeat. The falling leaves were drifting in the wind. Number 6. Coil. Coil. Repeat. To coil means to arrange in a ring. Repeat. Some snakes coil themselves before they attack. Number 7. Primitive. Primitive. Repeat. Primitive means simple or not developed. Repeat. Rocks and tree limbs are examples of primitive weapons. Number 8. Check up on. Check up on. Repeat. To check up on means to investigate. Repeat. He checked up on the requirements for class.
Now, look at the example in figure 4. Listen to a sentence. Then, in the blank space, write the word that means the same thing as the words you hear. Be sure to use the correct form of the word. Listen and write. The wind caused the boat to move along slowly down the river. Write a word that means the same as move along slowly. The answer is drift. D-R-I-F-T. Now, listen and write.
Number 1. I'd like to participate in the party arrangements. Number 2. The wire was arranged in a ring. Number 3. Some farmers still practice simple methods of farming. Number 4. The officer will investigate the driver who caused the accident. Number 5. The machine's failure to operate caused a delay. Number 6. When I raised the window, I felt a sudden increase of cold air. Number 7. The long circular bar made of glass was broken during the experiment.
Let's check your answers.
Number 1 is be in on. Repeat. I'd like to be in on the party arrangements. Number 2 is coil. Repeat. The wire was coiled. Number 3 is primitive. Repeat. Some farmers still practice primitive methods of farming. Number 4 is check up on. Repeat. The officer will check up on the driver who caused the accident. Number 5 is breakdown. Repeat. The machine's breakdown caused a delay. Number 6 is surge. Repeat. When I raised the window, I felt a surge of cold air. Number 7 is rod. Repeat. The rod made of glass was broken during the experiment.
Look at figure 5. Repeat these words and sentences.
Number 1. Pole. Pole. The Earth has a north pole and a south pole. Number 2. Positive. Positive. Positive and negative charges attract each other. Number 3. Negative. Negative. An object with an excess of electrons has a negative charge. Number 4. Repel. Repel. Like charges repel each other. Number 5. In case of. In case of. In case of an emergency, call 911.
Look at figure 6. Read the words and phrases silently. Now listen to some words and match them with the correct phrase in your book.
Number 1. Pole. Pole. Number 2. Repel. Repel. Number 3. Negative. negative. Number 4. Positive. Positive. Number 5. In case of. In case of.
Let's check your answers.
Number 1 is E, farthest point on the Earth's axis. Repeat. The farthest point on the Earth's axis is called a pole. Number 2 is C, push away. Repeat. To repel means to push away. Number 3 is B, excess of electrons. Repeat. The word negative in electricity means an excess of electrons. Number 4 is D, absence of electrons. Repeat. The word positive in electricity means an absence of electrons. Number 5 is A, if it happens that. Repeat. In case of rain, close the windows.
Look at the first dialogue in Figure 7. Listen, don't repeat.
When can I borrow your car?
Anytime, provided that you put gas in it.
Sure, I'll do that, if you'll let me borrow it.
Here are the keys, in case you need it this afternoon.
Thanks a lot.
Now, you take the part of Dave.
When can I borrow your car? Sure, I'll do that, if you'll let me borrow it. Thanks a lot.
Look at the second dialogue. Listen, don't repeat.
What are you planning to do this afternoon?
Provided it doesn't rain, I'm going to jog.
Hey, maybe I'll jog with you, in case you need company.
Be my guest. We can keep each other company.
Now, you take the part of Dave.
What are you planning to do this afternoon? Hey, maybe I'll jog with you, in case you need company.
This is the end of Tape 4B, Book 27.